The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Nozer daf Nuntes, and we are at the two dots on the bottom of daf Nunches Omid Beis. So the last blot and a half, the Gemara has been discussing the halachas of Loisakifu Pasroishchem. Obviously, it comes into the sugis of Masechtas Nozer, because every Nozer, when he finished his Nazirus, in addition to bringing Karbonos, he had to do a Tiglachas. He had to cut all the hair on his head, whereby he was being over the Isser of Loisakifu Pasroishchem. Obviously, the Torah says you have to do it, so it's something that's allowed to do, but it was from that mitzvah of Tiglachas that the Gemara digressed and went into the sugyas of Leisakifu Pasroishchem. So we had an opportunity to speak out some raid over the last 2 days. The Rambam in the beginning of Perek Yubei's Hilchas of Eidazara, where the Rambam gives a tam for the Isser Leisakifu Pasroishchem, that it's because the Uvdi Avodazara and the priests, the pagan priests of once upon a time, they used to shave the size of their head, and it's for that reason that the Torah said it's also controversy as to why the Rambam had to suggest the reason, and is there going to be enough Gemino, the halacha, whether lekula or lechumra. So that's something we talked about. We discussed the halacha of being makif, the payas of a katan. The Gemara said something that would seem to be a chiddush, that the great Rav Huna's own children didn't have payas. His wife was the one who shaved their payas, but either way, they didn't have payas. But is there an issa de raisa for a man to shave the payas of a katan? Is there an issa le sakifu pasreishchem? Mahalacha, it would seem to be 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. There's a yeshayimrim that it's aser, there's a yeshayimrim that it's not aser. We spoke out the Minchas Chinuch's kasha, the Sharon Melech's kasha, that being that we know that the issa le sakifu pasreishchem applies both to the makif and to the nikif, why don't we say le sakhilum? That just like you're not allowed to give a katan nevela to eat, you shouldn't be able to cut the payas off a katan, because although he himself is not mechuyev and mitzvahs, but you're not allowed to give him or facilitate for him a maisa avera b'yadayim. So why is there no lois achilum? That we discussed the halacha whether an isha, a woman, who doesn't have an iser to cut her own payas, but does she have an iser as the makiv to cut the payas of a man? So again, it seems to be 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. There's a yeshayman that it's aser, there's a yeshayman that it's not aser, and there too we spoke out Reb Kiveger's kasha, that what happened to Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshol? If she's going to cut the payas of a man, the man's going to be over the iser because he's the nikif. So based on that, the woman should have an iser of Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshol. So that's some of the ray that we talked about with regards to Leisakifu Pasroishchem. One final piece, and then we'll begin the daf, that's worth mentioning, and that is Reb Kiveger's kasha. We've discussed it briefly. Reb Kiveger's kasha, it's in Gilyan Ashas, Masechtas Shvuos, Daf Beis Amud Beis, where Reb Kiveger asks that if there's an iser to cut your payas, and presumably the iser is to cut a sheer chashuv of payas, and what's the sheer chashuv when it comes to sairos? It's always shtei sairos. So that would mean that if somebody would cut shtei sairos of his payas, he'd be over the issa leisakifu pasroishchem. So Kiveger's kasha is that we had a Mishnah early in Masechtas Nozer, that a Nozer, being that he's not allowed to cut his hair, so the Mishnah says, Nozer choyfeif umefasfeis, avaloi soirik. He's allowed to put his hands through his hair, he's allowed to shampoo his hair, avaloi soirik. He's not allowed to use a comb that has hard or bristles to comb his hair, because even if he's not mischaven pull his hair out, it's a psik ratio, inevitably hair is going to come out, and the psik ratio, even Rav Shimon holds davashen mischaven as mutter, is going to be moida. So it's aser for a nazir to comb his hair with a brush. So too this Mishnah, this halach is mentioned in Hilchah Shabbos, that on Shabbos where there's an iser for a person to pull his hair out, it's a tolda of the malach of goizes, there too it's aser to use a comb. So Freik Reb Kiveger, how come it's not aser for a person to ever put a brush, not on Shabbos, even if he's not a Nazir, through his payas, if there's a psik ratio that he's going to pull payas out, why aren't we concerned he's going to pull out two sairos? And if he pulls out two sairos, he'll be over the issa leisakifu pasroishchem. And even if he doesn't have kavana to do it, it's a psik ratio. It's inevitably going to happen. And just like the Torah Chacham said, it's aser by a Nazir, and it's aser on Shabbos, it should be aser with regards to payas as well. Now, Kiveger acknowledges that really it's totally in a machlekes rishonim, because it's a machlekes rishonim whether the issa leisakifu pasroishchem is only with a scissor, or whether it's aser no matter how you do it. The Rambam sheet is it's only aser if you do it with a razor, with a tar. Tosfos and Shvuos, that Beis Amud Beis says, it doesn't matter how you pull out, it's going to be aser. So Kiveger says, the kasha naturally is only going to be a kasha if you hold that it's aser no matter how you do it. So even if you do it with a brush, even then it'll be aser, and that's Reb Kiveger's kasha, and he blibes tzorichia. The Chassam Sofer in two tshuvas, the tshuvas were written to his shver, Reb Kiveger, and he says that he saw Reb Kivega's kasha, and he wants to answer Reb Kivega's kasha. What motivated him to answer the kasha is, he writes that Ivra lechazina l'rabbanon kshishoy demizaru b'hachi. I never saw the rabbanon to be careful not to brush their payas. V'gam, and he adds, ro'isi l'moiri hagoyim chasid shepaguna. I saw my great Rebbe, Moiri v'Rebbe, Harav Nosson Adler Zatzal, Moiri du'uvda d'avet hachi. He was a tzaddik, and I saw him do it, and shma mino les t'chash la milsa. And if my Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, did it, then obviously it's something that's not going to be usher. It's interesting, As an aside, I heard from my good friend Levi Chomsky. He told me that the psokim of the Chassam Sofer were incredibly mikubal by all Yidden. I read once that if you have to go back hundreds of years, literally to the times of the Rishonim, to find a Gadol Hadar whose psak halacha was accepted by everybody, like the Chassam Sofer. Now, the reason Pashit is because the Chassam Sofer was tremendous. He was great. The Chassam Sofer's Talmud Muvach, the Maram Shik, said about the Chassam Sofer, made a fascinating observation. He said, if you look at the tshuvas that he wrote when he was young, and then the tshuvas that he wrote 50 years later when he was older, the tshuvas are all the same. They're very similar. And they're all emes la'amitai, which is rare, because you would think that as he got older, he got smarter, he learned more, he had more experience, he had more shimush, his tshuvas would be more authentic, perhaps, and more Elohemus. And he said it wasn't like that. The tshuvas that he wrote when he was younger, the tshuvas that he wrote that he was older, they're interchangeable. You can't even tell from the tshuvas which were written when. And he said it was because his Rebbe had Ruach HaKodesh. And the Ruach HaKodesh he had when he was older, he had when he was younger. And he had a special divine intervention throughout his tshuvas, and that's why the Chassam Sofer reached the madrigas that he reached. So there's no question the Chassam Sofer was Mishichmoy V'mailo Gevoy Mikolam. But Levi told me that he heard once that the reason the Chassam Sofer was Zoicha, that his Psak Halacha is so accepted, is because of the respect that he had for his Rebbein. The unbelievable deference that he had to his Rebbe Reb Nosson Adler and his Rebbe the Hafla, and you see it here in this tshuva, and he couldn't accept Reb Kivega's Kasha based on the fact that he saw his Rebbe do it. And there's a tremendous kavod and an erech that the Chassam Sofer always has for his Rebbein. But either way, the Chassam Sofer says, how are we going to answer Reb Kivega's Kasha? Says the Chassam Sofer that based on a Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, you can answer the Kasha. The Rambam says something very interesting. He says that how much payas does a person have to have? Yid has to have payas. How much payas? So Pashut, you think that whatever grows, you just can't pull anything out. But the Rambam says as follows: Upeyazu shemanichen betzida loy nasu v'chom shir. Chom never gave a shir. V'shamanu miskeinenu she'in manich pachas marbom sairis. The Rambam has a shir. He says, I heard from the elders, they had a shir. There's a Masoira that the shir is 40 Cyrus. That if you have 40 Cyrus, you're good. Says the Chassam Sofer, according to the Rambam, Kivega's kasha is not a kasha. His kasha is a kasha if you just can't pull out any here. Two here's, and then you're already over the Isser. So that's from Kivega's kasha. That it's a psikresh. It's inevitable that you're going to pull out your here's. But if, as long as you keep 40 Cyrus, you're not over the Isser. So you're allowed to pull some payas out. You just have to make sure you have 40 Cyrus. So it's not inevitable that you're going to have less than 40 Cyrus. So for that reason, it's going to be mutan. Says the Chassam Sofer, you'll tell me maybe Reb Kivega's kasha was for someone who doesn't have so much hair. And if he uses a bro, maybe he has 40 hairs, mitzumtzum. So if he's going to pull out two, he'll be left with 38. He's going to have less than 40. So then the Chassam Sofer says that it's poshet, that this shear of 40 Cyrus can't be a real shear deiraisa. It's not from the shiurim that was said Allah HaLamayish Misinai. It must be a shear derabanan. And if there's such a shear derabanan, and you're not just over from pulling out two Cyrus, it must mean that mid deiraisa, you're not over the Isser unless it's literally you shave it. You cut off all your hair. And as long as you would leave two Cyrus, the Chassam Sofer thinks you wouldn't be over this Adai Raisa. Meaning that even if you have less than 40 Cyrus, you're not going to be over this Adai Raisa. This Adai Raisa is, like Rashi says in Chumash, you mashvit stav la'chayrov. You literally smoothen out the entire side of your head, that you go from your forehead and you make a circle around your head. It's going to be smooth. Any hairs that you leave over, a sheer choshev, two Cyrus, that's going to already not be loisakifu pasroishchem. Meaning, the whole shaila then of pulling out two Cyrus is only a shaila v'derabanan. Because midei raisa, you'd have to pull all your hair out. Shaila v'derabanan could be, says the Chassam Sofer, that a psikresha by an issa derabanan in such a case won't be us. Kvegas kasha was, why is it different than a Nazir and Shabbos? Says the Chassam Sofer, I'll tell you the difference. Nazir, Shabbos, then you're going to be over the issa deraisa. Over here, you're not being over the issa deraisa. You'd only be over the issa deraisa if it was the last two here on your head. Oh, last two hairs, and maybe in that case, it in fact would be awesome. But as long as you can have other hair, certainly if you can have more than Arbaim Cyrus, it won't be an Issa Deraisa, it'll be an Issa Derabanan. That's the difference between combing your payas and another combing his hair and somebody combing his hair on Shabbos. Either way, so we had a blot and a half, a nice digression, a sugya about the Isser of Loisakifu Pasreishchem. So the Gemara is going to continue to digress, not about cutting your payas, not about shaving your beard, but rather the sugya, the first half of today's daf, is about shaving other hairs on a person, on a person's body. Meaning, is it mutter or is it aser for a person, a man, to shave the hairs of his body? Zok the Gemara. Amar Rav, Mekol Adam Kol Gufi Batar. A person is allowed to cut all the hair on his body with a tar, with a razor. Meisve, afraid to Gemara. Could Rav have said that? But there's a brisa that says, Amava Besa Shechi Besa Eva, razor like that if somebody cuts the hair of his underarms, that's Besa Shechi, or Besa Erva, that's the hair that grows by his Makam Erva, razor like a. See, clearly it's Asr. Not only is it Asr, razor like it sounds like it's Asr Mede Raisa. Says the Gemara, you're right. Habitar, Habimis. The brisa that says that your that malchus for cutting those hairs is talking about if you did it with a razor. Rav was talking about if you cut it with a scissor. Fake the gemara, Rav nami betar kamar. It's not what Rav said. Omar Rav mekel adam kol gufe betar. Rav said mefurish that even with a razor it's mutter. Am Rav Chiya Rav, Am Rav Yechanan. So you have to say, I'm sorry, ke'entar. You have to say that what he meant was not literally a tar, but ke'entar, something that's similar to a razor. Meaning, just like a razor rips out the root, so too, if you rip out the root, it's going to be usr. But enochinami, a tar itself, will be usr. Ke'entar, that's what Rav was talking about. That's like a misperai, that will be mutter. A razor is going to be usr. Amrab chie baraba, amrab yechman. Hamavr beisa shechi u beisa erva loika. So the first halacha regarding a person shaving the hair on his body was Rav Salach. And this one is Rabbi Yechanan's. Rabbi Yechanan was talking specifically about Besa Shechi or Besa Erva, again, the hair that grows on a person's underarms or in his Makam Erva. And Rabbi Yechanan said, like, if somebody cuts it, he gets Malchus. Meisvei, Havarasei, Reina B'divrei Torah, Elam B'divrei Seifrim. If somebody cuts hair on his body, he's only Yoiver, Anisad Rabbanon. So how could Rabbi Yechanan say, like, says the Gemara, my like, Nami Dekama B'drabbanon. When Rabbi Yechanan said, like, he meant Makas Mardus, he didn't mean a regular Malchus Deira. So, ikud the Amri, Amrav Chiya Barab, Amrav Yechanan. Hamavr beis Hashechi ubeis Erva, loika mishum layilbash gever simlas isha. So, in this memra, Rabbi Yechanan explains himself a little better. He says, if somebody cuts the hair again of his beis Hashechi or beis Erva, loika, but he added that here you're going to be loika for which lav, layilbash gever simlas isha, which literally means a man is not allowed to wear clothing of a woman. But we learn from there that not only can a man not wear the clothing of a woman, in general, he can't beautify himself in the same way a woman does. Now, a woman shaves the hair on her body, so based on that, a man would not be able to do that. Now, what the Gemara sees in this statement of Rabbi Yechanan that it didn't say in the previous one was, here Rabbi Yechanan quoted a pasuk for why you get malchus, which would suggest that it's aser midairaisa. So the first Rabbi Yechanan said, like, he didn't say who, what, when, where. So you could say, loika midrabanon, all it means is makas mardas. But here he said, clearly, you're going to get malchus for layilbash gever simlas isha, and based on that, we assume it must be asimidei raisa. So the Gemara asks, the same kasha it asked on Amid Beis. Meisvei havara seyreinim b'divir Torah, elam b'divir seyfim, that for a person to cut hair on his body, it's only an isidra banon. So how could Rabbi Yechanan say, loika mishum layilbash gever simlas isha? And here you can't tell me that it's makas mardas, because he quoted a pasuk, says the Gemara, you're right. Rabbi Yechanan's not like this brisa. However, there's another brisa that supports Rabbi Yechanan. Huda amaki haitana. Tanya went to the brisa, amavi b'isa shecha b'isa erva, ha-reza oiva mishum layilbash gever simlas isha. It's a mefurish brisa that says, if somebody cuts the hair of his underarms or of his basal erva, he gets malchus, or he's over loyil bashgeves and lasisha. Meaning, it seems to be a stiras abraisas. Rabbi Yechanan Paskin like the latter brisa, and in fact, the former brisa mentioned is not like Rabbi Yechanan, but it's not a problem. Rabbi Yechanan can't argue with a brisa. Rabbi Yechanan's not a tana upolik. However, if he has a brisa that supports him, then naturally he can argue with a different brisa. Vitana kama, meaning the tana the brisa that holds that if someone is maver the hero of his Besa Shechi and Besa Ervi, he's neither of the Isidai Raisa. Hai lo yilbash gever, my darish bay. What does he use the pasuk of lo yilbash gever to teach me? Meaning, if you hold that if somebody cuts these hairs, he's over Isidai Raisa, so that's what the pasuk is coming to tell me. But according to the mandama that holds, you're not over Isidai Raisa, what is the pasuk coming to say? So the Gemara says, look at the Tanya, it's a mafurish of Raisa, and the Gemara gives actually the teretz that we're probably all thinking. The pasuk says, lo yia kli gever al isha, that a woman is not allowed to wear a kli gever. My tamal leimer. What does it mean? Imshal yilbash ish simlas isha v'ish simlas ish. Does the pasuk of a yilbash mean that a man's not supposed to dress like a woman and a woman's not supposed to dress like a man, which is the way what it seems to mean? Harik far nemateiva. He can't, because if you look in the pasuk says toyavas Hashem lekecha kolay seila, that if somebody cross dresses, quote unquote, It's a Tayeva. And the Gemara's kasha is the Inkan Tayeva. That's not called Tayeva. Now, if you'd ask me, you could argue it is Tayeva, but the Gemara says not that way. The Gemara says that's not Tayeva. And being that that's not Tayeva, for a man to just dress like a woman, and a woman to just dress like a man, that by definition doesn't constitute Tayeva. Elo, what then must the Pasuk mean? Shelo yilbash ish simlas isha v'yeshev ben anoshim. V'isha simlas ish v'teish ben anoshim. If a man dressed like a woman, and then hangs out in the Ezra's Noshim, or if a woman dresses like a man and hangs out with the men, that's already a Te'eva. So you're not only cross-dressing, but you're actually using it to facilitate Znus, that's when it's going to be Asir. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, a different halachim. How do you know that a woman is not allowed to wear Kli Zayin? She can't carry a machine gun and go fight a war. Talmud Loimar lo yia Kli Gever Alisha. That's Kli Gever, and a woman's not a weir, Kli Gever. Lo yilbash gever simlas isha, and from the pasuk that says lo yilbash gever simlas isha, we learn shle yisakin ish b'tikuni isha, which the Mefarish says means a man's not allowed to put on makeup. Either way, we have a brice over here that has definitions for the isra lo yilbash, even if shaving the hairs of Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva are isurei derabanan, and not isurei de'oiraisa. It's either means cross-dressing in a way where it'll lead to Tayeva, meaning dressing like a woman and spending time with women while you're dressed like a woman, etc., or putting on makeup, or a woman dressing like a man, or a woman wearing Kli Zayin. Either way, there is very obvious applications for the Issa D'Oraisa of Lo Yilbash, even if shaving those hairs are not going to be Asim D'Oraisa. So the bottom line is we have Asteris Abraisis, or conflicting brises, whether somebody who shaves the hair of his underarms, or Beis HaErva, which clearly it's Aser, whether it's an Issa D'Oraisa, you get Malkus D'Oraisa, or is it only Loika Makas Mardus, it's only going to be an Issa D'Rabbanan. Back to that momentarily. Amar Rav Nachman said, B'Nazir Mutter, for a Nazir, who anyways is going to shave his head, it's Mutter to shave the hair of Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva. And Rav Nachman had a very big Kiddush, the way Tosfos explains Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman held that the only time it's Aser for a person to shave those hairs if it's going to make him look good. But being that the Nazir is anyway shaving the hair on his head, so it's anyways not going to be any noif for him by shaving those other hairs. Therefore, he argued that it was mutter, but the Gemara immediately says, V'leis hilchas l'kavaseh. Allah is not like Rav Nachman. Omele, Rabban, Rav Shem Barabba. Another Gemara, the Rabbanu Tov, Rav Shem Barabba. Chazina le, Rabbi Yochanan, the last light. I saw Rabbi Yochanan, and he didn't have hair on his Beis HaShechi and his Beis HaErva. So how was the great Rabbi Yochanan allowed to shave those hairs? It's Aser, Mideraisa, Midrabana. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said it's Aser. So how could Rabbi Yochanan himself have violated something that he believed was Aser? So the Gemara says, Amar lohoi machma zikna nashu. So no, Rabbi Shem Barabba told them that it just fell out. He got old and the hairs fell out, but the Chalila, that he would have ever cut those hairs. Ahudis chayiv nekita kamei Ravami. There was someone who was chayiv Malkus by Ravami. So Ravami was going to give this person Malkus. We'll see, it was Makus Mardus. Igloi Beis HaShechi. So he undressed him, he takes off his shirt, and he noticed that he had hair in his underarms. Chazig loy megalach, that he didn't shave those hairs. Oma lohoin Ravami. So Ravami said, Shifkua, let this person go. Den min chavrayahu. This person is one of us. He's a choshev yid, and as a result, I'm not giving him makas. Now, obviously, it's only because it was makas mardus the Ravami had a right to do it. Because makas mardus is something that the Rabbanon have a right to decide how much they want to give or whether or not they want to give. If you recall, there was a Tosfos earlier in the Masechta, Daf Chof Aleph on the days, where Tosfos has a tzad that Makas Mardus could be, you can give even more than 39. Tosfos has such a tzad. But either way, Makas Mardus is something that the Chum could decide to do and not do. Makim Va'inchen, that's something they have a right to do. Lassoi Syog L'Toyros, Ravami decided based on the fact that this Yid let hit the hair of this underarms grow, that he's a Chosh of a Yid, he did not want to give him Malkus. If we have some time, we'll speak at a very important Ran, Mesech Tzavei Dezara, who says a beautiful Pshat, Halacha L'mayis on this Gemara. Bo'yimenei Rav Mirab Chia, a little more Gemara. Rav asked Rav Chia the following question. Ma'u L'galech, can a person cut the hair of his underarms if it's getting in his way? Amalei Asr, like it causes him tsar. So he said, no. Amalei Valkagado, but it's growing long and it's going to go. Amalei Barpaxi, Zman Yeshle, Kosman Shugado. No, it shouldn't be that way because by the time the hairs grow so long that it's causing you discomfort, you're already getting old. The hairs are anyways falling out. You have nothing to worry about. Boyimine Rab Mirabchia, Mau Lochach. Can a person scratch those hairs. Why not? Because by scratching in that area, you're going to cause the hairs to come out. Amalei aser, you're not allowed to. The big day mal, what if you're not touching it literally with your fingers, you're just scratching it through your baguette? Is it going to be aser? Then amalei mutter. No, then it's going to be mutter. Ikadamri, some had a different version of this final exchange, that baymini betfil of a big day mal. Shiloh wasn't whether you... There's an isser of cutting those hairs if you scratch it via your baguette. It was a different shayla regarding hilchas tefila. When a person davens, you're not supposed to touch parts of your body that are usually covered. So what if you touch those areas with your baguette? Is it a problem? Amalei aser, and he responded aser, but the Gemara again immediately says, v'leis hilchas akavaseh, that's not the halacha, because in fact the halacha is not that it's aser, rather the halacha is that it's mutter. Period. So we have a sugya here, Nazir, Nun Chesamid Beis, Nun Tesamid Aleph, regarding an isser for a man to cut the hairs of his Beis HaShechi, his underarms, and his Beis HaErva, his Makam Erva. And the reason that it would be aser is based on the pasuk in the Torah, where the Torah says, V'lo yilbash gever simas isha, and we understand that to mean not only that you're not allowed to wear clothing that women wear, but in general, a person is not allowed to beautify himself in the way that women beautify themselves. And for that reason, it's going to be aser. Whether it's aser mideraisa or aser mideraabanan, so that is machloikis between two braises. Whether it's aser with a razor or even ke'entar or misperayim, that was the beginning of the Gemara. The bottom line is, if you take a look in the Rishonim, there's a lot of different opinions in the Rishonim as to how this plays itself out halacha l'maisa. Additionally, what the Gemara didn't discuss was, what about the hair of a man on his body that's not his Beis HaShechi or his Beis HaErva? For example, if a person wants to shave the hairs of his chest or on his legs, is that something that's going to be mutter asa? The Gemara only discuss Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva. But if the svara is not to do things that women do, so then maybe other hairs would be asa as well. Again, that's something that's discussed in the Rishonim, and if you take a look in the Torah, the Torah is in Simen Kuf Pei Beis. There's a lot of different stodim halacha l'maisa. As it relates to bottom line, it's Simen Kuf Pei Beis in Yerideya, Hilchas Lo Yil Bashkeder, Sivkot Nalef. It's just a short synopsis of the halacha l'maisa, reading from the Mechaber. Hamaver Sar Beis HaShechi U Beis HaErva, if somebody cuts the hair of his underarms or his Beis HaErva, Afilu B'Misperayim Ke'entar, even if he uses a scissor that's Ke'entar, meaning it gets to the root of the hairs, Hoyu Makinoise Makas Mardis, they would give this person Makas Mardis. So clearly it's Aser. It's also only mid the Rabbanon, because the Mechaber says, Makinois and Makas Mardus. Additionally, it's also not only to use a razor, but even a Misparayim Ke'entar, so to use an electric shaver or something of that nature, clearly would be also as well. But then the Mechaber says a very important caveat. Bamedvar Mamurim, when is this true? B'malkim She'im Avir Noisei Elo Noshim. That's if only women do it. Kidei Shalei Yisakin Atzmei Tikko Noshim. Then it's going to be us, because if women do it, you're doing something that women do. That's the Isser LeYilbash. Avol B'malkim She'im Avir Noisei Gam HaNoshim. But if you're in a place where men also shave those hairs, in Hever, if he did it, Ein Makin Noisei. Meaning, L'katchilo Tzaser, but B'diyevet, if you did it, you're not going to get Makas. So the Mechaber gives out in terms of how it could be possible for it not to be aser, and that's if you're in a mokoim she'anoshim mavirinoisai. In a place like that, it will be aser, but a makinoisai. Says the Ramah, Mechaber, no, I'm going to take it one step further. If you live in such a place, then afilu likatchila shari, then even likatchila is something you're allowed to do. But then the Ramah says, rak hachaverim nimno and bekol mokim. However, the Choshev Yidin, the Tamid HaChachamim, they didn't do it, and even in a place where men did do it, that's something that they wouldn't do. So, bottom line, according to the Mechaber, if you live in a place where men do shave these hairs, although it's not mutter l'katchila, b'diyevet, ein makin noisei makas mardus, according to Ramah, in a place like that, it would be mutter even l'katchila. What about the hair on the other evarim of a person? That's the next line in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber, u'mutter lahaver sar shar evarim b'misperayim b'chol mokin. Says the Mechaber that this halach is only for the sar beis ha-shechi or beis ha-erv. But if you want to cut the hair of shar evarim, you can use a misperayim, even if it's ke'ein tar, it's not a problem. However, says the Shach, it's only a misperayim, the Mechaber said. But to use a razor, avol betar, that's going to be Aser. And that's the Shachs of Kotten Gimel. That, without a question, is going to be Aser. Meaning in the Mechaber, you see that not only is there an Isser by Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva, but there's also an Isser by the here on the rest of, again, we're talking, of course, about a man of his body, again, because of Le'yilbash. However, it's more Kuladik. So whereas Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva, it's Aser, even with a Misparayim Ke'en Tar, Shari Var and Misbrahim Kein Tar is going to be mutter, so an electric shaver maybe would be mutter, but a tar, something that you're a non-lift and cut shaver, or something of that nature that you're not allowed to use on your beard, that's something that you wouldn't be able to use b'shari varim either. Now, the Mechaber said that if the minig is that men do shave their hairs, it's going to be mutter. Says Reb Kiveger in his Agoyis on Shulchan Aruch, and he quotes a Prisha, that the Prisha had a suffix. When the Mechaber says if men do it, it's mutter, what kind of men was he referring to? Did he mean Jewish men, or did he mean men in general? Meaning, does the Mechaber mean that if Yidden do it, then it becomes mutter, which means that even though they're doing something they're not supposed to do, because it's only mutter because they're doing it, if they wouldn't be doing it, it'd be aser, but now that they're doing it, it becomes mutter, l'katchila, according to Rama, according to the Mechaber, at least, but the evidence is going to be okay, or even if non-Jewish men do it, that in itself would be enough in order for it to be mutter. That's a suffix that Reb Kiveger has. So the bottom line, in terms of whether it's mutter for a person to shave the hair of his chest, or of his legs, or whatever, if it's today, where the minig ha-noshim is that there are many men that do it, so really be telling Reb Kiveger Shaila, according to the Tzad and Reb Kiveger and the Prisha, that it's minig ha-noshim Yisraelims, then you have to know, do Jewish men do it? So if it's not the minig ha-mokin for Jewish men to do it, which presumably it's not, then it would be aser. But if minig ha-noshim means men in general, so if the minig ha-mokin is that men do it, in that case, it's something that will be mutter. The Ramah, of course, says that the chaveru ha-nimnam become mokin, the chaveru will always machpin not to do it, but the bottom line is that me'ikar ha-din, it sounds like, whether l'halacha l'maisa, it would come down to the shayla. Now, where this is very relevant, or certainly a lot more relevant, is the last halacha in Siman Kuf Pei Beis. The last halacha in this Siman Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says, "Aser le'ish l'stakel b'mara." It's aser for a man to look in a mirror. That's what the Mechaber says. Why? For the same reason, because it's included somehow in the Issa lo Yilbash. Looking in a mirror is something that women do. Why? Because they want to look good. So it's related to a woman, an act that a woman does to make herself look good. And being that a man is not allowed to do that, so just like he's not supposed to put on makeup or do things that women do, for that reason, Aser le'ish l'stakel b'mara. Now the Mechaber doesn't add over here that if it's in a mokim where men anyways look in a mirror, it's going to be mutter. However, Reb Kiveger, again in his Agoyis, quotes from the Tshuvas Ginas Verodin that although the Mechaber didn't say that it's only aser where men don't do it, but Avada, the same caveat that he said regarding shaving the hairs on your body is going to apply here as well. And just like there, the Mechaber said that if men do it, it becomes mutter, so too here, if men do it, it's going to be mutter as well. And the truth is, although Reb Kiveger doesn't quote it, Reb Kiveger's Agoyis is really a Mefurish Ramah in Siman Kuf Nun Vav. That's earlier in Yerideya, Kuf Nun Vav. The Mechaber over there says, Aser l'ish l'stakel b'mara. So this halach in Shulchan Aruch is mentioned twice. It's aser for a man to look in a mirror, mishum la'yilbash gever, unless he does it mishum refuah, or for some other reason. But unless it's a really good reason that he's doing it, the Mechaber says, it's going to be aser. Says the Ramah, v'yesh oimrim, hada aser liris b'mara, haynu dafke b'makim dein derech liris b'mara rak doshim. That's only if you live in a place where only women do it. V'yispe mishum l'yilbash gever, then there's l'yilbash. Avo b'makim shederech ha'noshim liris, gam keim b'mara muter. So although the Mechaber didn't speak it out meforish in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, the Ramah did. I guess the reason Reb Kiveger quoted the Tshuvas Ginas V'rodim is because it's negay people that follow the psak halacha of the Mechaber. The Mechaber, there seems to be a diuk when it comes to shaving hair on your body. He adds that caveat. When it comes to looking in a mirror, he doesn't add that caveat. So either way, that's why we have the Ramah. But according to the Ashkenazim who follow the Ramah, it's an open and shut case. The Ramah says very, very clearly that it's going to be mutter. However, L'chura, although the Ramah doesn't speak it out, the same caveat that the Ramah spoke out in the beginning of Kuf Pei Beis with regards to shaving the hair on your body, that the Chaveirim Anim Nimichol Makim, that the Chashav Yidim are careful, then here too, it could be this halacha would apply as well. And as Kiyodua, the Chassidim for sure, there are people that are makbid not to look in mirrors, there's different reasons for it as well. But either way, this is the halacha with regards to Le'il Bashet. If the Minigon Noshim is to do it, then it's something that becomes mutter. Now, this is something that was discussed by the Poskim. There's actually a very interesting tshuva, so we don't have time to go into it, but for further reading, it's Simon Samach Beis in Igris Moshe Yehudei Chelik Beis. The tshuva was written to Rav Moshe Bick, where apparently they went back and forth in this topic regarding looking in a mirror, the Isser Loi Yilbash. But just one nice maramakim that was worth speaking at, and that is the Teferis Yisrael. The Teferis Yisrael and the Yochanan Bayas on Mishnayis Mesech Tzabay Dezara. It's Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Says the Teferis Yisrael as follows. It's Ois Yud Beis, if you want to look it up. So I'm reading an excerpt of the Teferis Yisrael. Me'acha shekosef ha-Ramah, she'afilu b'mokim shenagu l'hachmer, that even though, that being that the Ramah said that although it's awesome, me'ikra adin, to look in a mirror, but if you're doing it for a good reason, it's going to be mutter. So says the Teferis Yisrael, okay, call me she'yoytza l'rechayv, any person that's leaving his house, v'chayshish, and he's concerned, pein yiu nutzais, maybe there'll be feathers, oy lichluch b'fanav, or you may be dirty, oy eitza shina b'b'godav b'koyvay, or maybe his clothing or his hat is going to be dirty, afilu hurak safik, even if he's only not sure, mutter l'stakel b'mar, then he's allowed to look. Why? Ki gadol kavod abrius, because it's kavod abrius. Person doesn't want to look not good by people. So there's a svar of kavod abrius. There's no question kavod abrius will be doicha. Va'afilu l'talmid chachamim mutter, and even a talmud chacham will be mutter. Meaning, even though the Ramah said that the Chaverim were somehow makbid when it came to these halachas, but he says, no, even a Talmud Chacham it's mutter. Why? Sharei Talmud Chacham shenimtza revav al bigdai chayv misa. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yudalid that a Talmud Chacham that walks outside dirty is chayv misa. V'chein tzarech lihizor l'bayiyu merushal b'vgadu b'fa'at b'fnei abriyas. He has to make sure that he looks good in front of people. U'bimyuchad, listen to how he finishes. Bizman hazeh, he said, especially nowadays, shekovet ha-toyra b'avayneseinu rabin kfar yored achiranes esr milos. We're unfortunately, there's a horrible decline in Kavod HaTorah. Shebevadai shechiva aleinu lahakpid al Kavod HaTorah. We have to be careful for Kavod HaTorah. Lebi lehashpil lahashpila yoisech hasashon. Not to make it even worse. Al yidei hoifa mirushalas. By having to come and walk outside and not look good, not look put together. Pentia penia lavuz be'ini abriyos al yidei kach. And then he says, v'yitzati advarim analifnei adoni avi moiv rebi agoyin zatzal. I told this to my father. V'hoidu ledvarai. And he was masking to what I said. So the Tiferes Yisrael says is also a kavod HaTorah cheshbon, and if a person feels that by not looking in the mirror he's going to walk outside, he's not going to look handsome, he's not going to look in a way that's befitting of a Talmud Chacham, there's no question that it's something that's going to be mutter. So that's something that the Tiferes Yisrael says in Perek Beis Mesechtes Avodah Zarah in his Mishnayos. Just one other interesting halacha, just to digress for one moment regarding mirrors in halacha, and that is, we know that the Minig Yisrael is that when an Ovel is sitting Shiva, so you cover the mirrors. That's the minhag Yisrael. You cover the mirrors when an aval is sitting Shiva. Now, it's interesting. This minhag is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In fact, the first place that this is brought down in a real Torah Digah source is in the Drashas Chassam Sofer, from all places. The Chassam Sofer and the Drashas discussed this minhag Yisrael, where the minhag was that people cover their mirrors. And he gives a beer for it. He says, what's the reason for it? So he says something brilliant. He says that the Gemara says, Mesechtes Ma'akot, Daf Tezvav, and once upon a time it was the Minhag Yisrael that when a person died, the Avelim that was sitting Shiva would take all the beds in the house and they would do what's called Kfiyas Amita. They would flip the beds upside down. Now the Mechaber says we don't do it Bizman Hazeh. There's two reasons. He says, first of all, our beds are different than those beds, so you're not going to necessarily accomplish the same purpose. Additionally, he says, it looks like Darkei Omeiri, and we don't want to have the Goyim accuse us of being involved in all this superstitious stuff, so that's why we don't do it. But Ni'ikar Adin, it's Gemara's that Ova, once upon a time, he would write Kriya. One of the things he did was Kfiyas Amitha. Says the Chassam Sofer, he believes that covering mirrors today is the equivalent of what was once upon a time Kfiyas Amitha. And he explains. He says that there's two reasons given for why we do Kfiyas Amitha. The Mechaber says, the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, Ma'akot and Tezvav, says that the reason we do Kfiyas Amitha is because when a person dies, it's because of the Averis that he did, and his Selam Aleichem somehow got flipped upside down, some Kabbalistic idea. So that's the symbolism in Kfiyas Amitha. So he says it would make a lot of sense for that to apply to a mirror as well. Because a mirror is where a person sees his reflection. And a person has a Tzelem Aleichem. He was created in the image of Hashem. He has a Tzelem Aleichem. So when you flip the mirror upside down, you're symbolizing that idea of the Tzelem Aleichem being flipped upside down. It says, but there's another reason given in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that a bed is a place where Ish v'Isha are Mizdavik. That's the place where procreation, where creation comes from. When a person dies, it's the opposite, it's the antithesis of procreation, and that's the symbolism of taking the bed and flipping it upside down. So he says, the Rashi says that in Mitzrayim, the Yidden had mirrors. Why? For the women to be able to look good, for their husbands, for Onyanei Tashmish. So he says, again, mirrors are also somehow related to the idea of tashmish, of procreation, so therefore it would make sense to flip it upside down. Incidentally, the Poskim, Rav Moshe and others, quote this Chassam Sofer, this is the Makar to the Minig, and they say, based on that, L'katchila, it sounds like you should flip the mirror upside down, not cover it. They didn't cover the beds, they flipped it upside down. So it sounds like maybe L'katchila, that's what you should do. Others argued, yeah, absolutely. That is L'katchila, what you're supposed to do. Additionally, the Gemara says that on Shabbos, they didn't do Kviyas Amita. So on Shabbos, maybe you shouldn't have a obligation to cover the mirrors either. So not another chumrah would be that Kviyas Hamita was all the beds in the house. Every bed in the house had Kviyas Hamita. So regarding mirrors would be all the beds in the house either, as well. Either way, that's the reason that Chassam Sofer gives for why we cover the mirrors. Another interesting reason that's given is that when people sit shiva, so they daven in the base oval, and you're not allowed to daven next to a mirror. So one of the reasons that's brought down is maybe that's where the minhag came from, because you're not allowed to daven by a mirror, and usually you don't daven in your house, you daven in shul. But being that the Avelim davened at home, so therefore they used to cover the mirrors. But either way, that's another area where mirrors brought down halacha. I'll just tell you one interesting thing, and that is that although that this minig of covering the mirror is a minig Yisrael, but if you research it a little bit, you'll see that it's actually something that many customs and different religions, and it dates back a very, very, very long time, where apparently there was a custom amongst the secular world as well, where somebody would die, they would cover all the mirrors and, in some customs, the windows as well. One interesting anecdote that I once saw on this topic, and that is that in a book that was written about Abraham Lincoln, the President of the United States, that describes after he was assassinated, his body was brought to the White House, and in this book, the author is describing the scene of the preparations that were made and the chaos, everything that happened. One of the things described there was is that the people covered all the mirrors in the room where Lincoln's body lay. But either way, this is something that ironically first surfaces in Minig Yisrael in the times of the Chassam Sofer, but apparently if you research it, it's a minig that other cultures have as well. But obviously for us, there's a uniquely Jewish reason for why we do it. As mentioned, it's related to Kviyas Hamita or maybe Tefillah, etc., for some of those reasons. Just one final idea on this point, and that is the Gemara said that one of the Isurim that we learn out from the Isur Lo'yeh Kli Gevra Alisha is that a woman is not allowed to carry a gun, right? She's not allowed to have Kli Zayin. She doesn't go to Mulchama. It's based on the Isser of Lo Yilbash. If you take a look at the Mefarish, Rashi says in Adover Nifla, Rashi says that we know the story with Yael. Yael killed Sisera. We spoke about it in Rosh Hashanah, right? The story of Sisera is very much related to Rosh Hashanah, the Mea Koilos, the Shvarim, the Yavava, etc. So Rashi says, how did Yael kill Sisera? So it's a pasuk. Yodo la Yose Tishlachna. She took the peg, the nail that was used to keep the tent down, she ripped it out and she stabbed him. Frank Rashi, why'd you do that? Why didn't she take an AK-47 and kill him? Why'd she have to take the Yaseh? Zok Rashi, you know why? Because she knew it's Asr. Lo Yia Kli Gevra, Asr Masisha. Something that you're not allowed to do. And it's for that reason she didn't do it. So if you look at Rav Kivega Gilin Hashas, Rav Kivega sends you to the Targum on that Pasuk in Sefer Shoftim. So I have it in front of me. If you take a look at the Targum says, Tavsi Yoel Itas Chavar Shama. The kindness madachsid besfari raisa. Yael was a woman who observed the halachas of the Torah. The moishel lo yehavi tikkun zayin de gvar al itza v'lo yisakin gvar b'tikune itza. That it's also there's an isla yobash. So the Targum in his own Aramaic language says exactly what Rashi, exactly what the Mefarish is saying, that it was based on this isla yobash. That's why she didn't do it. The question is, wasn't it pekuach nefesh? So you have to say, I guess it wasn't pekuach nefesh. Now on that note, with regards to pekuach nefesh, there's a tshuva from Rabbi Avadya Yosef in Yechav Adas where he was asked about, there was a kindergarten or a school of some sort in one of these settlements where it's dangerous for people to go to school. So the moras, the teachers, they want to carry guns in case chas v'shalom, somebody attacks, there's a terrorist attack or something like that, they should be able to defend themselves. So the question was, is it something you're allowed to do? I mean, it seems it's a gemara that's brought down a Shulchan Aruch. So based on that, maybe it should be aser. So Rav Avadya Yosef goes through a nice, beautiful tshuva, and of course he comes out with the obvious psak would be, and that is that it's a shaila pekuach nefesh, and being that it's a shaila pekuach nefesh, therefore it's going to be. So he asks, you'll tell me that the Targum said by Yael, she dafka didn't use a yosid. If it was pekuach nefesh, then she should have also used the, she should have been able to use whatever you want. So you have to say, he says, that being that she had anyways knocked him out, and he was sleeping, so it wasn't pekuach nefesh. That's why she felt that she could be careful. But certainly in a case where you feel like you need a gun or something like that, there's no question in the world that it's something that's going to be mutter. One last halacha l'maisa, and that is, you see from here that in the Isser l'Yilbash, there's an idea that a woman is not allowed to carry a gun. It sounds a little bit like, for a woman to carry a gun, she's wearing tachshite anoshim. Tachshite anoshim. Now, this is actually an interesting halacha. It comes up in Hilchas Shabbos, because there's a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim. I don't have the Gemara in front of me, but I think it's Shabbos Daf Samech Aleph or Daf Samech Beis, where there's a machlokes whether a man was allowed to wear carry Kli Zayin on Shabbos. Is a mutter or aser? And there's a tzad in the Gemara that it would be mutter simply because it's a tachshit. And being that it's a tachshit, for that reason it would be mutter. Rav Moshe has a tshuva regarding Hatzolah members carrying their walkie-talkies, their radios on Shabbos. And if it's Bekuach Nefesh, then obviously there's nothing to talk about. But he says it could be, even where it's not Bekuach Nefesh, he says maybe it won't be Haitzah De'Raisa, and the reason is because he says it's like their Kli Zayin. And just like once upon a time, there was a certain Gevura, when you walked in, you were the Shisa, no pun intended, with your gun. So there's an idea that if you have your radio, it makes you look chashiv, it's a Dover Shonai. And based on that, Rav Moshe argued that it could be carrying the radios on Shabbos for a Hatzolah member is something that won't be aser. And on that note, we return to Masechtas Nozer, the Mishnah Amud Beis. So on Amud Aleph, on the beginning of the Perek began Shnei Nazirim with a rather complex Nozer Diga Halacha. You have two Nazirim. A third person sees these two Nazirim walking. He notices from afar that one of them became Tameh. However, he's not sure which one it is that became Tameh. So one of these Nazirim is a Nazir Tameh, the other one is a Nazir Tar. So you have a suffix, we don't know who is who. So the Mishnah said that they have to play it out in a way where they'll be able to bring the karbanos they have to bring. So they bring the karban tumah and the karban taira, and they make a tanai, and then they count another 30 days, and they bring another karban taira. So we saw in the Mishnah exactly how it plays out. So now we have a follow-up, a sequel to that Mishnah. Meis echad mehem, what happens if one of these two Nazirim died? So you have two Nazirim, each one is a Safik Nazir Tar, Safik Nazir Tameh. Now one of them dies, so you only have one. He's a Safik Nazir Tar, Safik Nazir Tameh. Now it's a little bit more complicated now. Why? Because previously, they were able to, at least between the two of them, get it right. Bring the Karbanos Tameh, bring the Karbanos of Taira, and make it tonight. Either I get the Karbanos of Tumah, or you get the Karbanos of Tumah, and I'll get the other one, depending on who's the Tameh, who'll get the Karbanos Tumah, whoever's Tar, will get the Karbanos Taira. But here there's only one person. So the one person can't bring Karbanos Tumah and Karbanos Taira, or could he? So that's the Mishnah. Meis echad mehem, what happens if one of them died? I'm Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Shua said that you need to find the second person. Now, you don't have a second person, so go out and find one. Yevakish echad min hashuk, find somebody from the street, sheyider keneged ben azar, who's willing to go along with you. Let him be mekabel naziris, va'omer, you should say as follows. Im Tameh ha-yisi, if I'm the nazir that was Tameh, harei at the nazir miyad. And I'd like you to be, please be mekabel naziris miyad, right now. V'im tor ha-yisi, if I was the one that was tor, harei ato nazir achas shleishim yoyim, then I want you to be mekabel naziris after 30 days. So basically tell him, I want you to be mekabel naziris now, and be mekabel naziris after 30 days. However, you don't have to be a nazir twice, you just have to be a nazir once. But which naziris is the one that's going to go into effect? It depends. If I'm a nazir tameh, then I want you to be a nazir now. If I'm a nazir tar, then you should be a nazir after 30 days. V'say from shleishim yom, then you count 30 days. U'mevi'in karban tumah v'karban taira. And at the end of 30 days, they bring a karban tumah and a karban taira. V'ayman, he says as follows. Imanihu atame, if I'm a tameh karban tumah shali, I'm bringing the karban tumah. V'karban taira shalcha, and the karban taira is going to be yours. V'manihu atar, if I'm really tar, karban taira shali, then I want to bring the karban taira. V'karban tumah misafik, then nobody gets the karban tumah, because there's no nazir tameh over here. So the karban tumah is just being brought to safik. Now, just for a moment, how could you bring this karban tumah misafik? What were the karbanos? Chatasayif, oilasayif, and asham. The oilasayif is baba nadava, so that you can bring misafik. You could always say, if no one's tameh, so let it be a nadava. The asham, you can't bring. The chatasayif, based on the Gemara earlier in the Masechta, you could bring, because chatasayif is baba misafik. Even though chatas is not baba nadava, chatasayif is baba misafik. So you can bring it misafik. V'sayif from shloshim yoyim, they both have to count another 30 days. Why both? Because if the first person was tameh, now he has to count his naziris. And if the first person was tar, then the second, this person from the street, was mekabel his naziris first, la'achas shloishim yoyim. So mamon of shoch, they both don't know who's who, so they each have to count another 30 days, u'mevi'in karben taira, and then at the end of the 30 days, they bring one karben taira v'oimer. Again, imaniya tameh, karben tumah shaliv, karben taira shachot. If I was the one that was tameh, I brought the karben tumah, you brought the karben taira, so I still need to bring a karben taira, v'zay karben taira osi, this is my karben taira. V'amaniya watar, if I was the one that was tar, karben taira shaliv, then I brought the karben taira, but karben tumah misafik, the karben tumah didn't work for anybody. You then became a nozel achas shloishim yoyim. Is that a carbon tire? This is your carbon tire. Amalei ben Zayma. So ben Zayma told Rabbi Shua. It's a great story. But umisha neiloishi the gneged ben Azar. How are you going to find someone who's going to be willing to go along with this spiel? And based on that, ben Zayma told Rabbi Shua, I don't like your etza. This is your etza. It's never going to play out. Ella, there's a much simpler way to do this. Do this all on your own. Maybe chata. You have a suffix if you're a nazar, tamei nazar tar. Not a big deal. Bring a chata sa'oif and oilus behema, and let's call it a day. How so? Maybe chata sa'oilus behema. Im tamei, you see, if I was a tamei, hachatas mechevasi. No, I need to bring the chata sa'oif. I could bring the oil safe also. Really, the only one you can't bring is the Yasham. The oil and Adava. I'm not ready to bring the oil yet, so let it be an Adava. Vim Torah, you see, and if I was really an Azatar, then Ha'ilu Mechevasi, the oil is a real oil. V'achatos Misafik. And the chatas is just what it is. You're allowed to bring a chatas life misafik. V'saif and shloishim, you have to count another 30 days. Why? Because maybe you were tameh, so those days didn't count, so you have to start counting all over again. Umevi carbon tires, you bring again a carbon tire. V'ayim and you say, im tameh ha'yisi, if I was tameh ha'ayla rishayin in adava. The first ayla was in adava, v'zu chayva. Now it's a real chayva. V'im tar ha'yisi, if I was really tar, ha'ayla rishayin a chayva, then the first ayla that I brought was a chayva, v'zu in adava. And then vezu shar kavana, you can bring your other kavanas. So the oila you already have, what you're going to bring now is the other two karbanas. Now you'll bring the shlomim and the chata. So basically, Ben Zayma told him, you can really do this by yourself. You work it out the way the Mishnah just worked it out, and there's no reason you should need the second person. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua said, I'll tell you what I don't like about your etza. What I don't like about your etza is in your case, when you counted the first 30 days, and you brought the chatas, ha'if misafik, and the oila, you only brought one oila, oila sandava. Why? Because you had a safik if you were a nazar tar. Maybe you're a nazar tar, you don't have to bring anything. So misafik, you brought the oila. Now you're waiting another 30 days, now you're going to bring the other two karbanas, the shlam and the chatas. The problem is, in the event that you were really a nazar tar, so the first oila was the real oila, now 30 days later you're bringing the chatas and the asham, then maybe karbanos lechatzon, it means you're dividing this 30 days of space in between the two karbanos. I don't like that. And that's why I have an issue with it. Therefore, I prefer there being a second nazar. The second nazar is Mamon of Shach going to be a nazar, meaning if you're a nazar tar, he's a nazar tar, so you can bring all three karbanos at that time. So like this, there's no 30-day gap between the karbanos. Aval Hoydulei Chacham ben Zayna says, the Mishnah, that although Rabbi Yeshua answered that I don't like the karbanos lechatzon, the Chachamim agreed with Ben Zayna, there's nothing wrong with having karbanos lechatzon. And in fact, the Gemara jumps right away, V'laisi, even Rabbi Yeshua, why you have a problem? Who cares if there's 30 days between the Oila and the Shlomim and the Chatas? Or maybe the Mishpul, you're right. Really, Rabbi Yeshua agrees. And Rabbi Yeshua said his case of finding someone on the street, he just wanted to see if the Talmidim were halting cup. He wanted someone to say what Ben Zayna said. He wanted someone to say, Rabbi, what's the big deal? Why can't the person do it by himself? And Enochinami, when he said that Nimtza Zem Mevi Karbonos of Lechatzam, it wasn't a response because he didn't disagree with Ben Zayna. He was stating a fact. And Chanami, I agree. But what's going to happen is, you'll do a lechatzam. Not that there's an issue with it. Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Mali Avalei Rabbi Yeshua, Redaki Delei Lestru. Rav Nachman said, I do have a problem with Rabbi Yeshua. Because in Rabbi Yeshua's Eitza, you end up with two Nazirim. So the two Nazirim, at the end of the second counting, are both going to have to do it to Glachas. How did they do it to Glachas? So the Sugya, the Gemara, in the beginning of the Perek said, either they were Ketanim or they're Noshim, that's where you don't run into issues of Esekifo. But either way, they're both going to have to do it to Glachas. Being that they're going to both have to do it to Glachas, there's a very subtle issue over here. The subtle issue is that after you bring the Shlomim, you have to do the Tenufa. But you had to do the Teglachas before the Tenufa. The Teglachas takes some time. The Shlomim is going to sit and it's going to rot a little bit until both Teglachas are done. That the Gemara doesn't like about Rabbi Yeshua. You don't want to have to wait to do two Teglachases before you could do the Tenufa with the Shlomim. Therefore, we'd rather just do it like Ben Zayma said. You could do it all with one Nazir. And like this, you could do the Teglachas. You could play it out. And you will be able to cover your bases. You will have no issues.